Now, the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, took place in this way. When his mother Mary had engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had bore a son, and he named him Jesus.
Father God, we thank you for this morning. We thank you for this opportunity to say thanks. We thank you for another year on the radio. We thank you for Sharon Kay and What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. We thank you for the many guests. We thank you for Fisk University for allowing them to have us to continue to broadcast to the masses who continue to hear and are empowered and uplifted. Father God, we thank you for all those connected to this radio station and this great university. We thank you for the guests on today. We ask that you bless the listeners, their families, and all those who are uplifted by you and your word. Thank you for your grace. Jesus, in your mighty name, amen.
and bound, newsmakers, movers and shakers, inspiration from around the nation. It's the 411, we're sharing care. What a way to make your day. Sharing care is on the way. It's the 411. We're sharing care. It's about newsmakers, movers and shakers, inspiration from around the nation. It's the 411. We're sharing care. What a way to make your day. Sharing care is on the way.
Hello, Nashville. This is Paul Kwame, musical director of the world-famous Fisk Jubilee Singers. And when you want to stay in the know, don't miss Sharon Kay and What's the 411 right here on 88.1 FM WFSK at historic Fisk University.
Merry Christmas! Hello, Nashville. Hello, hello, hello. It's official. The holiday season can officially begin.
It is upon us.
We're going to ring those bells and sing, and we're going to have a good time today. Everybody, we're going to have a good time. They should be saying yes right now. Yes. Now, good morning, Mr. X-Man.
Good morning, Ms. Sharon Kay.
Thank you for your taking us to the throne room this morning. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. And we are just really feeling, you know, I was hearing Aretha this morning.
Yeah.
And, you know, she hadn't quite been gone a year yet. And just, you know, nobody can bring it in like Aretha Franklin. Yeah. And Gary Birnbaum is in the studio today as my soloist. And he's like, you're going to make me sing after Aretha Franklin? I'm like, yeah.
I got to follow that up. Come on.
That's a lowdown, isn't it?
Gee, give a guy a break.
I know. How are you this morning?
Fine. Really. I mean, what a better way to start than listen to Aretha Franklin?
I know.
I miss her.
Yes, definitely.
I just miss her.
And it seems as though she's still with us because her music is so, you know, pitch perfect.
It just filled me up this morning already.
Definitely. Well, this is the 18th annual 411 show Christmas party, and it's a party like no other. So, you know, it is what it is. There's no drinks and cocktail skirts here.
No, but we got our Santa hats on.
Right, we do.
Somebody's got a Christmas tie on over there in the booth.
We do. You know, we are the decorations because we're all, everybody's festive this morning and looking just absolutely early morning lovely. And I am happy to have you with us. Gary, you're relatively new to Nashville, so I just thought we would baptize you in all things that we do.
I know. I'm still rinsing off. You guys have made me feel very welcome here.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Being from Los Angeles, coming to Nashville.
Yeah.
Just a pleasure.
Yeah. Well, we're cool. You know, let the record reflect. We're cool people.
Getting to feel the Nashville jazz scene here.
Definitely.
88.1 is it.
We are. And we're Nashville's jazz station, so, you know, each person defines it as different things to different people, and we're a media outlet, and this is how we're going to define it. We're not trying to be like others and how they do and this and that and blasé. That's not my world. I'm not that person. In my realm and in my growing up, jazz was exciting. It was jubilant. It was not, you know, a smoking jacket and pipes and all that. It was not that, you know, okay. It was just, it was a good, fun thing. So I may interpret it somewhat different than others, but we're going to have some fun while I'm live and kicking.
I'm ready for it. I am ready for it.
Because if you wait too late, you can't do anything. Have fun, you're done. You don't want to be done. You want to enjoy every minute. You have big plans for the holidays?
Because we're kind of new around the area, we're going to spend it with family who's here.
Okay.
And that was one of the reasons we moved to Nashville, is to be close to family.
Right.
And after living in Los Angeles for 40 years, It's a complete turnaround now, and mm-hmm. and now we get to be close to family again. So that's where we will be spending our Christmas. So we're hosting for the family.
Oh, that's exciting!
We're going to host the breakfast. Yeah.
Wow. So, are you cooking?
I don't cook at
all. Okay, not at all, huh?
Not at all. I let my better half do that.
Okay, all right. So, but you're good at entertaining.
What am I good at entertaining?
Yeah. I know you're going to sing for them, right?
I am. You know, I was putting up the decorations, and I had, of course, the jazzy Christmas station on. You
of
know,
course.
While I'm putting it on,
of course.
And I heard Diana Krall do Christmas Time Is Here. And I went,
oh, wow.
I've forgotten how beautiful that song is. So I'd like to do that today.
You are, and we're just excited about it.
And I have Mr. Dave Ferris on piano playing.
Do you? Is he in Nashville?
No, he's Los Angeles, man. We recorded this before before I left L.A.
That's beautiful.
He's a wonderful pianist. I miss him.
And since you've been here, you've been singing around the city, too, right?
Right. Yeah, I've been singing at Christ Lutheran Church. Mm-hmm. I'll be doing their Christmas Eve service.
Okay.
And I did some numbers from Godspell at one of their services. I do their open mics. And then I'll be going to North Carolina next month as a special guest to pianist Lenore Raphael.
Great.
Looking forward to that.
Awesome. And you did something in November?
Yes, a Beatle Jazz show.
Okay. You told us about that during the Radiothon.
That's right, yes, with Andrea Nicole. She and I have a two-person show, and we take all these wonderful Beatles songs from Beatlemania era and give them fresh, new, innovative jazz treatments. Mm-hmm. And so it's a whole show, and we performed at Christ Lutheran Church, and we're trying to get some gigs elsewhere in Nashville and then outside of Nashville.
Excellent.
So we'll see what
her
happens.
Her voice is just beautiful.
Yeah, well, you've listened to her.
Yeah.
Her single,
we got one of her songs. Yeah, we played up here.
Yeah, and you've been playing.
We support
me
our
too.
Local artists, and we just would love some time for them to support us as well. Well, that's why I have you here.
Well, I appreciate you playing my songs from my
CD,
Moonlight.
Sure, absolutely. I love it. I told you, Wichita Lineman, I'm done.
Wichita Lineman.
I put that on and sit back in my chair, and I am done, okay?
It's one of my favorites, too.
Yeah.
I'll be going back to L.A., actually, to record a second CD next year.
Okay.
Yeah,
awesome.
Looking forward to it.
Well, you know, we wish you the very best in this, you know, city of music, and hope that you get to, you know, be heard regularly.
Well, like I said, you've been making me feel very much at home
here.
Thank you. And I can't tell you how much I appreciate that.
Well, you are certainly welcome. Because I treat everybody good, so that way I don't have no fracas.
Well, I'm going to help you guys out, too, with your fundraisers.
I know.
And everything. Yeah. I've enjoyed myself this year with you guys.
And you were at the festival.
I was.
We did that.
The festival, the fundraiser.
And
I've
now, because you'd have made the rounds. Huh?
That's right. Yeah. I sweated it
so
out.
So you know
the
all the people. You know, you see the regulars. You see, I have my regular people, right?
We've been hugging in the green room.
I give my love fest people that love me, and I love them.
Yeah. Great
and,
people.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want to say good morning to my spiritual mom in the green room this morning, Mrs. Martha J. Brown. She's been at almost every Christmas party and everything I do here.
She's decked out today.
Too. I know. Clean
she
as
made me look
get
shabby.
Out. I know. And I told her, I said, man, I always take my picture with you because you're looking good. I want to say hello to her. And we have some other people going to bring in a few minutes and say hello to them. And additionally, you're going to be rendering us a beautiful song this morning, aren't you, Gary?
Right. We're going to do Christmas Time Is Here
from
Charlie Brown Christmas back in 1965.
So you about ready?
We're on track five, with the X-Man.
Mr. Lawson, I think he's ready for his music. And play.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. Fun for all that children call their favorite time of year. snowflakes in the air, carols everywhere, olden times and ancient rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere, yuletide by the fireside, and joyful memories there. Christmas time is here, families drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit through the year. Sleigh bells in the air, beauty everywhere, yuletide by the fireside, joyful memories there. Christmas time is here, families drawing near. Oh, that we could always see such spirit in the year. Oh, that we could always see such spirit in the air.
Oh, my God. That's awesome. Yay.
Thank you. Thank you. Dave Ferris on the piano, man. He made it for me, too.
You did it. Yeah. Man, that was
I haven't sung live for you before.
I know. Now you did it for everybody.
I did.
That
I
was
did.
Beautiful.
For all our fans.
Yeah.
I love that song.
I love that bird. You did a beautiful job.
Thank you.
Your
Thank
face
you.
Was all in it and everything.
I know. It's 7 in the morning, too. Go figure.
Anyway, we are just getting going. Now, Gary, you're going to be our director for the choir today.
I am. I'm getting double pay.
I know. So you get twice as many hugs.
I'll take it.
I know. So we're going to take our time out so you can get them tuned up out there and get them ready, okay?
Sounds good.
And if you are on your way, come on, quit playing. This ain't an all-day broadcast, y'all. We in, we out, and then bye. Anyway, let's take a quick time out, and we'll be right back.
Hi, and happy holidays. This is pianist Tom Grant, and you're listening to Sharon Kay on WFSK.
What's the 411 with Sharon Kay is brought to you by Terry W. Jones, independent agent, State Farm Insurance. Life insurance is one of those subjects that makes people want to change the subject rather than admit they probably don't have enough. That's why State Farm agent Terry W. Jones focuses on how the benefits of life insurance actually live on by asking people to think in terms of life without having to sell the house, insurance, or life without having to give up college, insurance. Find out how the benefits of life insurance can live on for your family. Call State Farm agent Terry W. Jones in Nashville at 615-256-6066 or online at terrywjones.net and put the life back in life insurance.
This weekend on Blues Time in the City, we're continuing with our all Christmas blues and Southern soul.
But it was like the best Christmas ever for me, man.
That's Kevin Richardson. He's talking Christmas this weekend. His birthday is the 16th. Happy birthday, dude. And Ike and Val Woods in Miami are doing the Christmas Blues concert. Join me, Gene Bailey, for Blues Time in the City this weekend right here. Catch Blues Time in the City Sundays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on Jazzy 88.
Support for WFSK comes from Daphne's Delectables Catering and Special Events. Serving Nashville since 1993, Daphne's Delectables is available for parties, corporate events, weddings, or private events. For more information about Daphne's Delectables, call 615-865-8675.
Winter means fire deaths increase by almost 75% across Tennessee. This winter, stay warm and safe with help from the Tennessee State Fire Marshal's Office and your local fire department. Keep flammable items like blankets or furniture at least 3 feet away from space heaters and wood stoves. Practice a home fire escape plan with your family. Everyone should know 2 ways out of each room. Never smoke in a home where medical oxygen is present. The increased presence of oxygen in the air makes fire burn hotter and faster. Since 2012, our partners have distributed over 200,000 smoke alarms through our Get Alarm Tennessee program. Over 270 people have been alerted by alarms installed through the program. Need working smoke alarms? Contact your local fire department and ask if they participate in Get Alarm Tennessee. Brought to you by the Tennessee Department of Commerce and Insurance in cooperation with the Tennessee Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Bedtime is a special time of day, a moment to connect with your child before going to sleep. After your child has brushed her teeth, read a book together, or talk a little about your day, and of course, tell her you love her. Having a routine every night helps your child structure her day, feel safe, and develop good sleep habits. Relationships matter. For more, talk with your pediatrician and visit healthychildren.org.
This has been a reminder from community-minded Jazzy 88 WFSK.
Keep up with the guests and topics on What's the 411 with Sharon Kay. Friend us on Facebook and Twitter. Search under Sharon Kay's 411.
It's What's the 411. Here again, Sharon Kay.
All righty, nighty. Now, it's the Christmas party. And we are so uncoordinated in our singing and our songs, lines that we're going to sing. Y'all just tune in. That's all I have to say, you know. I mean, because something, I have singers in the room that are real church choir singers. So, Gary, no pressure, right?
None whatsoever.
Church choir. Right back here.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. Here we go.
And there's a former church choir singer right there. And he's in the music, what do you call it? The
university choir.
He's in the university choir.
Fraternity, Phi Mu Alpha.
Phi Mu Alpha. Okay. So that means he can roll his thing.
Right, right.
Okay.
Oh, that's my Phi Mu Alpha brother over there. There he
and,
is.
And Paula has never been here. And, well, Josie hasn't. And Tennille hasn't. So are y'all church choir singers? Okay. Oh, okay. Ellen?
They put me out of the church choir.
Oh, Erica, they put you out of the church choir.
Yeah, they told me to get out.
Turn her mic on.
So I would just lip sync so I could be with my friends and everything, and I didn't want to throw people off.
Oh, okay.
They never sing solos. Yeah. They told me just sing quiet.
You're right.
Lower, quieter. Just whisper.
Ellen, you sing everything.
I watch a great choir.
Okay, she watches. Okay, she watches. Well, Gary, we're going to get your cue, and then...
we've got the note. We're all
okay,
set.
All right, let's go.
You ready?
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to bear. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him.
You get your hand after Away in the Manger, see? You got to do two before you get the hand.
Oh, before we can clap.
Before we,
well,
we say
that. We want to applaud ourselves first.
Yeah. All right. There we go. Okay. All right.
That was about, what, 15 minutes of rehearsal?
That was pretty good. Okay, yeah!
Yeah.
All right.
Thank
you. Give him the crowd. Give him the crowd.
Thank you.
Give him the crowd.
Thank you.
Oh, you can't hear me. Okay, well, she can't hear because we don't have the monitor on here. All right, we're ready. Now, after this one, then we can do the thunderous applause thing.
Okay.
All right. Ready.
Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he laid, the little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing, the baby awakes, but little Lord Jesus no crying he makes. I love thee, Lord Jesus, lay down from the sky and stay by my cradle till morning is nigh. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and fit us forever to live with thee.
All right, all right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, now, applause, please. So you can't hear it. Okay. You can feel it. And thank y'all very much for your first medley this morning. And we have another break coming up in a few minutes. And did you guys eat your breakfast?
Not yet. We were warming up.
Oh, sorry. I gave
we're
you no time.
We're performers. Right.
I gave you no time.
For performance.
Because when you're a professional like this person.
That's right. That's right. We're taking this on the road.
I see you. I am not mad. I am not mad. I am not mad. I am not mad.
Yeah.
Okay, now, you three right here, have a seat. And everybody, did you get your names in here, everybody? Because I didn't tell you what this was about.
Oh,
make sure you got your names in here.
Ooh.
And then you can take a quick break, and we're going to, you three, sit down.
Okay, all right.
Gary,
down.
Take the choir out,
she
Gary.
She said sit down.
Please, ma'am.
Sit down. Have a seat.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, see, I'm a granny.
Excellent conducting, by the way.
I'm a granny. I can do that.
That's right. Yeah. Whatever Sharon says, we do.
Well,
you know?
That's the way it works at my house.
And everywhere else.
Well, it's been a long time waiting for things like that to happen. When you get, to a point in life where it's about time, okay? Praise the Lord. Anyway, Erica Latham is here. Erica, I love your messages and all the things that you know, when I sent the thing out, because I didn't send it in a, such a timely manner, and I realized that, y'all, I don't have a staff, okay? I'm a woman of one. I do things like, it might be middle of the night, boom. I might say, oh, my God, I forgot to, boom. But you always make me laugh when you say, of course, Shirka, I would not miss this for the world. Who something about singing Christmas carols and on the radio at Nashville at 7 o'clock in the morning. Who wouldn't want to do that?
Right. I said it's the most fun you can have at 7 a.m. Right. I would not miss the Christmas show.
I'm like, girl, you're so good to me. And that, that, you know, and Professor Wallace, I have not seen you.
I've been on the road a lot.
You know, we had an all points bulletin for your car in the parking lot. We were like, oh, love. You know, because I've been stalking you.
Yeah.
Because I wanted to make sure you wore your jacket and you were here.
Oh, yeah. I was going through my email and I looked and I saw your name and I said, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And there it was. I was like, oh, okay. Because, you know, with our adjusted semester ending early, I didn't know where this was going to fall. But the moment I saw the email, I was like, well, clear your schedule.
Yeah,
you're going.
Get your jacket.
Yeah. Get my jacket out.
Right, his red Christmas
he
jacket.
Wear, this is his ceremonial red jacket.
Well, I'm here to match her, so.
Yeah. I ain't mad at you.
Well, I just happened to wear a red sweater.
Well, like mine.
This morning.
Yeah.
So.
Now, you are the professor of?
Oh, I'm from the physics department and director of physics laboratories.
And the rocket program.
And the rocket program, yes.
And a good neighbor in our building.
And a good neighbor in your building. And you're really a good neighbor to us because, as I recall, you are the first radio station to ever broadcast the news of our rocket team. So I'm forever indebted to you.
I was. Thank
indeed.
You.
So we kind of have a rocket scientist with us.
Basically.
Yeah.
So we don't need a thing fixed today,
no,
right?
No.
No, just kidding.
But if you did, I'd see what I could do.
If it takes a rocket scientist, we've got one
yes,
on deck.
Yeah, just in case. And Tennille Lindsay is a listener and supporter of WFSK. This is your first time coming.
No, I've been here several times.
For the Christmas party?
Oh, yes.
Did you turn her mic on? Tennille's. Okay, because I couldn't hear you.
Oh, can you hear me now? Let's see.
Okay. Or we can share.
You know, in previous years, she's so quiet and unassuming. I could see how you kind of have to, like, peer in the crowd to, you know.
I don't recall her being here before.
Oh, my goodness.
You know.
Yes.
I do.
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
Yes.
Well, you know, I'm having a moment. I don't know.
Okay.
Well, you know what? We have a different perspective because she's behind you singing.
I don't
I'm
see people behind you.
Right.
You are always where I got you.
I'm in the corner.
I know. That's your spot over there.
It is right here.
Because I used to have a musician that was in that corner right there, and
yeah.
You were right over here by him.
Mm-hmm. Where he could drown me out, exactly.
Okay. Well, we're happy to have you. Try that again.
Hi, everybody.
Okay, now. See, I knew the volume wasn't up.
All right.
How you doing, darling?
I am well. How about yourself?
Just this year has been rough.
Yeah.
It has
been.
This, you know, we've been so busy and, you know, there's a lot of stuff that, you know, we're involved in and we do and, you know, it takes a team and it takes, 40 Mule Team Borax. Remember that commercial from way back in? That's where y'all was born.
I don't know.
That's an old school commercial.
I'm not claiming anything.
You don't know Borax?
I know of the chemical compound.
It's still in stores.
Right.
Okay. Now, would you please look it up, my online friend?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
they had a commercial. It was 40 Mules pulled the team. It took 40 Mules to help. You know, that's the
pull
strength.
The Borax.
Right. It was the strength of the Borax.
Ah.
So,
oh, okay.
Right.
I was like, that's a lot of Borax. 40
yeah,
mules worth.
Yeah. Oh, that is a lot.
Yes. It looks like there is a commercial somewhere on YouTube
yes.
about that. Yeah.
Okay. See, I'm old school.
20 Mule Team
Borax.
Borax.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that was just talking about strength.
I'm going to need to know what stain you have created
yes, that
requires
either 20 mules or borax.
Wait a minute, hold on. I didn't write the commercial, y'all.
I mean,
that, you know, I just remember.
Scud missile landed in your backyard.
Yeah.
You know, get in that
and
borax.
You got a little bit on your jacket, you know? Yeah.
Y'all are so funny.
A meteorite came down. And
you know, had to decontaminate.
Yeah, you know.
She's over in the corner here just like, I don't get these.
I haven't seen the commercial, but I see it all
She's
the time.
She's a pharmacist.
In the laundry,
okay.
The
oh, okay. So you're between the pharmacist and a rocket scientist.
Okay.
See?
Right.
No pressure, right?
No.
So I'm the least intelligent person in the room,
maybe. I would doubt that. Seriously.
No kidding.
Because believe me, I just know a whole lot about very little. So,
well, I know a little about a whole lot. So it balances out.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Now, see, all of you all have this thread here that you listen to the station, you
yes.
all enjoy it,
absolutely.
And what it does in Nashville. And I just feel, sometimes overwhelmed by the fact that the gravity of knowing that folks love the station and they listen to it and they appreciate the music, because there's a lot of work that goes into making that sound, that quality. We got almost 1,500, 2,000 Christmas songs running up here.
Well, I think when you have perfection, when you have something that's a quality show, what you have to realize is it's the part that they don't see that makes it that way. Or it's kind of the difference between, you having a radio station that sounds like this, and then you have a radio station that just kind of sounds like,
like everybody else.
Exactly. it's the part that they don't see.
Yeah. Well, something funny about you. I know one day it was about 100 degrees outside, and I pulled up next to you in the parking lot, and he's got his air conditioner blowing full blast in the car. And because I wanted to remind you about something. That's how I get the word sometimes. I see you. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to come to such and such. And I forgot what it was, the festival or the radiothon or something. And you raise down the window and you are sitting listening to Christmas music.
You're going to put me on blast like that. See?
With the air conditioner blowing. And he's listening to this.
So he's having Christmas in June.
It was obvious. I was like, it's hot out here, man.
Now that you put my dirty little secret out there.
That you like Christmas music all year round.
It's beautiful music.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's
I just need
right.
to go into my happy space and
That's
I'll
right.
play, Pentatonics, Hallelujah, or whatever myriad of arrangements.
He was in another realm, baby.
Right, and who says Christmas has to be relegated to 1 month a year?
Well, indeed.
The merchants in the store still say that for real. But I thought that was rather unique, because there are some songs that you could just hear, mm-hmm. And they're just beautiful. Mm-hmm. And so many of them, I get it. So I was there. I wasn't, I don't feel like that's a closet thing. That's not a shame factor.
Oh, my gosh. I thought I turned the volume down.
No, you were in there like going full blast. I'm like, okay. my mind wasn't on Christmas. My mind was on it is hotter than Hades out here, and I'm trying to get in this building, and he's in the car just chilling. I'm like, what? So that's what a professor does. He chills before he comes in.
Right. I get in my happy place, okay. Get ready, and walk in the door.
How are the students this year for you?
Actually, I hate to kind of say it because they take advantage of it, but I actually had a really large group of students this year. And aside from the fact that it was a large group, because a lot of my classes were at the brink or overloaded, but they were also really good students collectively.
Okay.
And sometimes you have the spectrum, but I can honestly say this semester I enjoyed all of the classes I teach.
Yeah.
Sometimes you just kind of like want to get to the end of the semester, but I really did enjoy these students.
There's nothing else on earth that you would rather do than this.
I'm a person, if I don't like a movie, I'm just going to get up and walk out.
Yeah,
and so I really do love engaging these students, and they're kind of like my kids sometimes, so it's an enjoyable experience.
Well, I can tell. You're just like Christmas Day every time you come into the classroom. X, can you tell Ellen
no shade.
To come over?
None.
Over here? And who else? Did I say Amos and Pat? Okay. You get excited in that excitement that you have, just like when you're helping the community with the substance abuse issues that you do at Addiction Center, that same thing comes out in you. And when you're helping people, Tennille, and your pharmacy realm, that same thing comes out. in you as well. So for people that don't feel that, does that mean that they haven't met their proper, you know...
purpose?
Yeah.
Well, you know, this is the thing. Not everybody has the blessing of living in their purpose, because we have a world that sometimes commits us to having to make a living and, you know, live life. But in those rare opportunities that you can have a livelihood where you're doing what you're passionate about, not only is it rare, but it's a blessing because, you know, even on my roughest days, I still never regret being here. Yeah. And on my best days, I'm not working. It's just the thing that I enjoy doing.
Dig it.
And so, you know, clearly you're one of those individuals as well. Okay, so she's going to tell on me. I'm going to tell on her. So there was a she doesn't realize this, but there is a gauge that I used in order to know whether I was working at the top of my efficiency. And it was, or should I say that I was working hard, because when I would get out, it would, one, be dark, and there'd be very few cars in the parking lot. But many times I would be getting out to go home, and Sharon would be coming out at the same time I did. Now, I felt like if I'm leaving and she's not leaving the building, I might need to go and work a little bit longer. if I came out of the building and she was gone, which was rare, oh, I was putting in work that day.
Yeah.
So she was kind of like my benchmark.
Well, I think that's the way with the other professors, too, because they're like, oh, good, you're still here, so I'm all good.
You know, so, you know, you're using that as, well, okay, I'm not crazy.
But it's like, you know, I just feel blessed.
You are blessed.
You know, I feel blessed, and I'm thankful. And, you know, I've been a long time in this business. You know, this show is getting ready to be on 19 years coming up in 2020.
Wow.
19 years, this show.
That's amazing.
And that is, it's one of the longest running radio shows in Nashville.
Wow. Now,
continuous run.
And by the way, I was here before, I was at Fisk University before she came. So I can tell you that it has been, and being down the hall, it's been interesting to watch these years and see the metamorphosis of it being just this kind of radio station that the students got on to just do what have you, to it being a fully programmed, competitive radio station that thousands of listeners rely on.
Globally.
How many times have I come to this building and there's someone just standing outside the door? You kind of know the look because we have magnetic doors that can't get in. And they're just like, you know, I'm like, you're going to the radio station, aren't you? Yeah. Can you tell me how to get in? I was like, I'll let you in.
Ellen, you can relate to that, I know.
I sure can.
Okay. Everybody knows the look. Listen, y'all ain't got the buzzer yet. I'm like, you know what? I've requested the buzzer. Believe me, I have. And a camera. Actually, I requested a lot more than that. Because I like Dr. King have dreams as well.
It's coming.
Yeah.
2020, it's coming.
I believe. If you say it, I believe
it's
it.
Coming.
I believe. Now, I know you all know Ellen.
Yes.
Okay. See, everybody, Ellen, you are famous, baby. Everybody knows you.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. This is such a fun morning and a wonderful way to celebrate the holiday and to celebrate the station and celebrate you.
You're so good. Now, you know, you were the first person that RSVP'd, and I'm like, I love her. I do, because I can count on you.
Would I miss this?
No.
The answer would be no.
No, you and Miss Brown. I mean, y'all are so, I just love you. I just, y'all are pitch perfect. And and you all both love each other, too.
Yeah.
I saw that hug in there. It's like mother-daughter.
Wow.
She's gained another child, okay?
Well, I tell you, there's a wonderful picture of the two of us that was taken at this party, I want to say 3 or 4 years ago, and it is on the bulletin board above my desk.
Of you
so
and her?
yes. And I get to look at that precious face of
every
hers
day.
Every day.
Every day. And what does Christmas mean to you, Ellen?
Oh, gosh. It's a time of family and joy, reflection, looking ahead with great optimism. And it's just a wonderful, wonderful, warm time for me and has been all my life.
Excellent. And what about you, Tanil?
Well, Christmas to me means reflecting on your behavior for this month. And a lot of times, a lot of people are cheery. They're more giving during this time of the month. And if that's the case for you, and it's not the case for the other 11 months, you need to, you know, reconsider, you know, your actions. So that's what it means to me, just reflecting on your behavior and why you behave a certain way this year. I mean, this month versus other months.
Okay. What about you, Erica?
You know, I didn't know you were going to ask me that question. But, you know, Christmas has taken on, you know, it's always been a good time of the year for me, or traditionally it has been growing up, mm-hmm. and that sort of thing. I go down to Huntsville and spend time with my family. But, you know, a couple of years back, I was the victim of a robbery and shooting in Nashville, and that happened on December 6th of 2012. Mm-hmm. So that Christmas that year was particularly meaning for, you know, me and my family, a lot of tears and that sort of thing, because we realized the gravity of, you know, that I might not have been here year, you know.
That's right.
And so my life was spared. And so Christmas, you know, is a mix for me because, you know, I kind of get a little hypervigilant around November into December, but I'm just grateful. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm really thankful for every Christmas that I'm able to see, because, mm-hmm. you know, it could have been different for me.
That's right. Well, the prayers of the Lord heard the prayers of the people.
Oh, he did. Absolutely.
He heard all
Absolutely.
Of our prayers in this community that prayed mightily for you, because that was devastating mm-hmm. to everyone mm-hmm. that worked, you know, just a regular job or in the media.
Yeah.
It was frightening. So I'm thankful. Every time I see you, I want to shout glory.
I know.
Hey,
I
thank
know.
You, Lord. I mean, for real.
So I am very grateful, you know, and it just reminds me of just how precious life is.
Yes.
And, just to be, you know, thankful and to be grateful to
Absolutely.
Celebrate another holiday.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Professor Wallace.
Well, I would, in lieu of saying what it means to me, would make a call upon people, because what I think we tend to forget, most people get actually very, not most, but there a great number of people get mm-hmm. depressed around this time
yeah,
of year
do.
Because
mm-hmm.
I think that this holiday season makes them feel that much more solitary. And so I would call upon, you know, those out there to, if there's someone who you don't think about or you think about all the time but always procrastinate giving yeah. them a call, give them a call and see how they're doing. Wish them Merry Christmas.
That's right.
This may be the first Christmas they've had where, without a family member or a close friend that they've lost in the year. And so I think in this time, I try to be mindful that aside from the joy and the love that I feel at this time of year, there are others that's the complete opposite, and that we should reach out and just make sure that everyone's okay. Because sometimes it's just a phone call to let someone know that you care is the difference between them choosing to be here and not be here tomorrow.
And stay tuned, because we're excited about it. We're happy that families and friends will gather, but don't get sad. Don't get depressed and melancholy. Just remember, somebody somewhere loves you. And if there's nobody nowhere, it's us. We love you. There we are.
Love yeah. you.
Merry Christmas. We are just getting started. Gary is going to warm up the choir. We have a beautiful breakfast for everybody here. And we thank Daphne's Delectables for always making everything doggone delectable for us. And we appreciate that. And all the love that's present. So let's take our quick time out. And we'll be right back. Yeah! Merry Christmas! Yeah!
Hi, and happy holidays. This is pianist Tom Grant, and you're listening to Sharon Kay on WFSK.